Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com live. Where else would I be? In my house. It is Tuesday morning. Yes, I am wearing the same shirt as Monday's video, but I am trying to work ahead here a little bit. This is your goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast brought to you by our friends at Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I want to remind you once again, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant in Lafayette remains open for carryout orders, as do our friends at Arnie's and Bruno's. Yesterday I said Brunies or something like that because I couldn't get two separate words out of my mouth at that point in time. Also, the Whitaker Inn in West Lafayette. If you're looking to support our local businesses or just looking for some damn good food, please keep in mind the 6th Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn. Today's topic, just wanted to give you some thoughts on yesterday's news about Matt Harms entering the transfer portal. Actually, you're going to see this on Tuesday, and as you're seeing it, I will likely be on the phone taking part in a little bit of a call-in press conference with Matt Painter, so we'll have a lot more on this throughout the day on top of everything else going on during the college basketball and Purdue offseason. So please stay glued to goldenblack.com today for all sorts of stuff on basketball today and throughout the week. Obviously, a bit of surprising news from Purdue yesterday that Matt Harms, one of Purdue's two seniors to be next season, along with Nojel Eastern, isn't coming back. Obviously, when you enter the portal, you can still return to your school, but he's not returning. Clearly, he's looking for something else from here on out. Purdue cast no aspersions whatsoever in its announcement that he might be returning. He is not returning. For all intensive purposes, intents and purposes, not intensive purposes, Matt Harms' Purdue career is over. Again, a little bit surprising for me anyway. I think surprising for a lot of people. I don't know if Purdue necessarily saw this coming yesterday. But it is an impactful loss. It just is. First of all, I think even though, you know, Purdue has Travion Williams coming back, and at best, there was a timeshare, there was a timeshare looming again at center, and perhaps not a balanced one based on the way this season played out. Matt Harms, I think, was still going to be one of your, you know, 3 to 5 best players next season. So I think this is a big loss from that perspective. I think that, you know, next season on paper was Purdue's first opportunity in a while to truly be old. And college basketball coaches everywhere, a lot of them live by the mantra of get old and stay old. And Purdue wasn't an old team this year, didn't play like an old team. This was perhaps its opportunity to play like an old team, and show that they learned some lessons through the course of this past season that obviously didn't go as well as it would have liked. So losing one of your two fourth-year players obviously doesn't help from an experience perspective, from the perspective of being able to be old, for all the value that comes from being old. I think defensively, obviously, I think Matt Harms is a very good and a very unique defensive player in terms of him being a very good shot blocker, but also a really mobile and long big man who can cover ball screens a lot better than players his height normally can. I think that kind of bleeds into my next point, where obviously, look, Travion Williams is arguably the key to Purdue's season next year. I think Purdue needs him to go from the level he's at now, where he's a very good college player, to going to the next level that I think everybody thinks he's very capable of being a great college player. And I think that what Matt Harms gave you was a little bit of a safety net in terms of he filled in sort of the gaps that may exist with Travion Williams, whether it be defensive limitations, you know, the situational substituting you saw a lot this season where Purdue needed to get Williams out on defense, get Harms in, and then get Harms out and get Williams in for offense. Not ideal. You would like to have the same guy be able to play both sides, ends of the floor very effectively, but I think if Williams doesn't get to that point quite yet, I think losing Harms, you know, obviously gives you a little bit of a gap to fill there. On top of that is simple depth. I think when you look at Purdue's center position, Trevion Williams and Matt Harms combined, you have a really good combined presence at center, and now you have a gap here where you lose, again, a player who's one of your five best players at worst. You replace him for significant portions of the game with someone who's unproven. Who that's going to be, obviously time will tell. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I think that that's another area where Harms gave you a very important safety net relative to Trevion Williams' limitations at this stage of his career. Trevion Williams is not going to be a 30-plus minute a game guy. That's just, I don't think that's the nature, you know, of his body, of where he is yet. Obviously, there's a long offseason to go here, but also a very unconventional offseason with all that's going on. I don't know if Trevion Williams is ever going to be the 30 to 32 minute guy in college basketball. I think for him to be able to play that much is one thing. For him to be able to play that much effectively is another. Obviously, the Michigan game in Ann Arbor was the one look you've probably gotten at him playing those sorts of minutes. And obviously, he was outstanding through most of that game on offense, but also there were some defensive lapses there at the end that obviously cannot be separated from the fact he played so many minutes. So that's another area where Harms really sort of completed Trevion Williams in a certain sense. But with all that being said, again, I think Trevion Williams is the single biggest key to Purdue's season next year, and that was going to be true with Harms back, and that's especially true now with Harms gone. So at the end of the day, you know, and this is probably a big part of the reason that Harms left, was that Matt Harms didn't play more than 20 minutes. In the final 13 games of last season, he played more than 20 minutes once, and that was the overtime game in the season finale against Rutgers. And it's every player's right, obviously, if not their obligation to themselves, to find the best situation they can possibly get. And at the end of the day, Harms was going to most likely back up Trevion Williams, most likely at best play a 50-50 allotment of minutes, whereas he can go somewhere else, play a much more prominent role right away, perhaps find a style of play that might suit him a little bit better than Big Ten basketball might. And that really came to a head this year, because I thought the physicality of the league combined with the way people were guarding Purdue this year, you know, didn't necessarily set him up for success. The injuries didn't help, but I think the style of play, he might be able to find something that jives with his skill set a little bit better. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what all his specific reasons were for transferring. Just know that he is transferring and, you know, can only speculate as to why. But I think it's a pretty safe assumption that, you know, the playing time issue probably played into it. Harms didn't have the season I think he obviously wanted to have. Purdue figured he would have. A lot went into that. Again, he dealt with a lot of injuries. Style of play changed. You know, we talked all season long about how people guarded Purdue differently because they didn't have to worry about their guards as much as they did the year before with Carson Edwards and Ryan Klein. That really set Harms up for success on screen and roll stuff and whatnot. When people stopped paying extra attention to Purdue's threats on the perimeter, that really sort of bogged things down a little bit for Harms. I think Purdue just struggled in general to find itself offensively, and Harms was some of the collateral damage in that. I think, you know, the experiment mid-season playing him and Trevion Williams together, not much came of that, and I think Harms was the one who was largely marginalized by that. I think had that been a little bit more successful, perhaps there was a little bit more of a window for Harms coming into the next season where he could find more minutes than he might otherwise, maybe be empowered a little bit to play away from the basket some. That just didn't materialize, and I don't think that's something Purdue is going to revisit in a meaningful way kind of coming into this season. So I just think Harms is coming off a pretty disappointing season personally and for his team, and when that kind of stuff happens, things like this sometimes happen as well. Beyond that, I think that Purdue, you know, needed its older guys to play like older guys. It needed them to lead like older guys, and I just don't know if it ever got that. if it ever got what it needed in that sense. Whether that was an indictment of Harms and the other older guys, I don't want to levy accusations or anything like that. I don't know. But I just think overall this wasn't the season anybody really envisioned him having, Purdue in general having, and that probably played into this as much as anything. That being said, I think Harms is a really good college basketball player. I think he's an outstanding player. I put him on my All-Big Ten ballot as a sophomore because I thought he played the whole season as a All-Big Ten level of player, almost the perfect complementary player to Purdue's mix in that sense. The mix changed this year, and so did the productivity level. Again, the injuries didn't help, but I think a lot went into his struggles this year. And, you know, hopefully for his sake, he finds somewhere that he can really thrive. I'm sure he doesn't hold any ill will toward Purdue. He always seemed like a team guy first and foremost. And just because a guy transfers, that doesn't mean he's all about himself. He always seemed like a Purdue guy, cared about Purdue, cared about his teammates, just a good dude and a guy you want to be successful kind of above all else. So we'll kind of see where he lands from here on out. Purdue, I think, took a little bit of a hit for next season, but not one that changes things profoundly. I think, you know, Purdue's going to have somebody, you know, step in and carry some meaningful minutes behind Travion Williams, whether that's Emmanuel Dewona, whether that's Zach Edey, whether that's a Mason Gillis playing as an undersized five for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes a game. I don't know. I'm only speculating on the Gillis thing. We don't know what's going to happen. Purdue will, I'm sure, look for a graduate transfer to come in and perhaps help their front court a little bit. That being said, they are late to the party, and they have to go recruit a big guy off the graduate transfer market without being able to promise him a starting position. So, good luck. But we'll see where kind of things go from here. I thought with Matt Harms, Purdue could have been really good next season. I think without Matt Harms, Purdue can still be really good next season. Just has a few more questions to answer. If this, perhaps, though, is the motivational carrot to get Travion Williams to become the player Purdue needs him to be, you know, great. If the prospect of, hey, we need you to be a 30-minute-a-game guy, and that gets him, or that helps get him to where they need him, you know, great. That would be a big, big deal. But we will kind of see where things go from here. But in the short term, obviously, I think my sense is that, you know, Purdue took a little bit of a step back from a personnel perspective, from an experience perspective, with the loss of Matt Harms. But I don't think this is a deal breaker in terms of their ability to do what they want to do next season, whether that's win 20-plus games, go to the NCAA tournament, compete in the Big Ten. I think this is also the nature of college basketball nowadays. I mean, in the span of a couple days here, you've seen Ohio State lose a bunch of dudes. You've seen Michigan lose some dudes. The transfer game is part of college basketball. It's inextricably part of college basketball nowadays. Purdue has been surprisingly and atypically immune to it lately, but that wasn't going to last forever. So Purdue is overdue for something like this to happen, to be quite honest with you. And on Monday, it did. So those are kind of my thoughts on Matt Harms' transfer from Purdue. So this has been your GoldenBlack.com daily quarantine simulcast. It'll be uploaded to GoldenBlack.com, YouTube, social media channels, our podcast platform for our Golden Black radio segments. So again, please stay tuned to GoldenBlack.com throughout the day for more from Painter, more on Purdue basketball, whatever else. So we'll be back tomorrow with another GoldenBlack.com daily quarantine. Again, brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, the Chargers Team Remaxability Plus. Reminding you again, 6th Street Dive Restaurant in Lafayette is open for carryout, as are our longtime friends Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn, all available for takeout. So if you want to support our local business, if you're just hungry and want some damn good food, please keep 6th Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn in mind. So thanks, everybody. Have a good day.